Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York are two of my favorite Christmas songs.
Wow, you found one you like.
Great news. Just very positive attitude, and everything's jolly and happy there in 1977 with the Kinks.
But you hate everything jolly and happy.
It's perfect, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, someone mentioned that song yesterday. We were asking for your favorite Christmas song, so I felt like we should throw it on.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
On a beautiful day. This is perfect weather. This is my kind of weather.
I was talking to our boss, Keith, and he said, Sluggo's going to love this weather. And I said, I know. And then he said, he's going to be unbearable.
I was like, what else is new?
Which is very true.
Oh, my God. It's just a lot. I'm just going to go dance.
Yeah, I don't love it. I'm not a...
I'm sure it'll be gone tomorrow.
That's the thing. I'm fine with it if it's gone tomorrow, you know.
It looks so depressing.
A couple days.
Awesome and cold and dark and a different city, although it's my favorite city on the planet.
A different city? What are you talking about?
It just looks different. You know, the light makes everything kind of look not as washed out and slimy and dirty and as it usually does. It just looks kind of nice. It just looks cleaner somehow, doesn't it?
It looks foggy and cloudy and rainy.
It looks like New York City. I love it. Let's go broadcast outside in the park and get wet and get electrocuted.
That is good as that sounds, because really I'm attracted to that idea.
All right, we'll make it happen.
No.
Come on.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Besides broadcasting live from a park.
Okay. The Time Magazine Person of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
We will discuss.
Yes.
Yesterday we took the worst Christmas gifts you ever received.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of calls. We're going to give you some highlights of that coming up in a second. But today, the worst Christmas gift you ever gave.
Oh.
It's pretty much you telling on yourself.
Right.
That's what we're looking for.
Well, I would out myself as that spatula that I gave my mom that one year when I was 9. That sucked.
Of course. That was terrible. Did you know it sucked when you were 9?
I thought, well, this probably isn't very good, but I don't have much money, and she likes spatulas. She loves them. What was it? What was that one movie?
She likes spatulas.
Stripes. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. The spatula trick. Yes,
exactly.
Of course. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. A woman arrested for stealing from somebody in the police station twice.
Well, that's the way to do it. You're going to have to steal something, do it in the cop station.
And a girl that sells her farts. All right, that's coming up on 95.5. KLOA.
Two from Aerosmith on a Two for Tuesday. And about an hour from now, you'll get a couple from the Fighters Foo. It's Foo Fighters Twofers. Once an hour all day today, just for the hell of it. Why not?
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were talking about bad Christmas gifts.
Yep.
And we gave some examples, and then we opened the phones. We got some really exceptional calls.
Yeah, truly bad presents that have been given to people.
My name's Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, my mother one year gave me these little tiny little samples of jelly, like a little jelly jar, and these two, it came with two little flavors of jam.
But they were sample size.
Yes, they were very tiny, and my mother was a classic horrible mother.
Oh, no.
But, so what I felt like would happen is she was in line at the store, and I think it was one of those things that was to the side.
Mm-hmm.
So she thought, oh my gosh, I forgot to get Michelle something.
Or maybe even free. Maybe they're just like, here, take these little samples.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That could have been it too. Thanks. That just made my childhood worse. Thank you.
Wow. You're welcome. I'm here to help. You know, the only thing you could have used those for is put your weed in there. You put your weed in there.
Oh, nice.
I was in my 20s, so that could have been possible.
There you go.
Thank you, Michelle. Right on. Thanks for calling. That's awesome and terrible.
You're
welcome. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Bad Christmas gifts.
Yeah, I had a friend. I hated the show Family Guy. And one year he bought me a DVD copy of Family Guy. And then the next year I gave it back to him.
He did the right thing. How can you not like that show?
Didn't like it.
How could you not like it?
That is not the issue.
It's not the issue?
No, that'd be like them giving you a copy of the movie...
Sex in the City?
No. What was that one you really hated? We'll edit this out. Language.
It was the piece of shit that was Nomadland.
Nomadland, right.
He tried to convert me, and I unfortunately didn't work. I gave it back.
Did not work. That's
you gave
funny.
It back is strong, though. That's strong.
Yep.
All right, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Alaska. The people go, send me some gold. I said, you cheap-ass pieces of shit. You don't even come up and say hello at 60 below. How about a lump of coal?
I'm not really sure what all that was. They sent you gold, though?
Oh, man, I'm a Klondike. Bro, I got a couple of ounce chunks that are just, like, so sacred to me. that 60 below up there, man. It was like brutal.
But what? But who sent you gold?
No, I went and got it. I lived up there in the Klondike.
Okay. Who did you send the gold to?
No, I sent them lumps of coal because they wanted my gold.
Oh, they wanted your gold.
You know what? You did the right thing, man. To hell with them.
Yeah, they got like, hey, can you send me some gold? Yeah, here's some.
Yeah.
It's black, though.
Hey, Meredith, a prospector.
An actual prospector.
An actual prospector.
Yeah, hey, I'm a float builder with Pasadena. It's coming up soon. Gene out of Phoenix Float Builders Decorating. God bless you guys, man. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Although I think he called us.
And I have no idea what he just said. Hello, KLOS.
This is Chris.
Chris, tell us about the horrible Christmas present that's come into your life at one point or another.
Okay, so when I was a kid, I was little chubby, right? And my grandmother, she made sweatshirts with knitted animals on all of them for each of the grandchildren.
Right.
So, like, reindeers and all of that stuff. And, of course, she put a piggy on mine.
Wow. Grandma sucks, man.
No. Did she mean it that way?
I don't know, but it came off that way.
Of course.
Sure.
Sure that I had to put on this pink sweater. Pink was not my favorite color, and it had a piggy.
That's
with a little curly piggy tail on the back.
Unbelievable.
So, wow.
That sucks. We hate your grandmother for that.
No, but
we love your grandmother for that.
Wait, are we supposed to hate her or love her?
How are we supposed to feel about her?
How are we supposed to respond?
Well, she was a sweet lady. She was also kind of feisty, so I don't know.
All right, so we love her, but sometimes she gives
us a little angry at her. Yeah. She doesn't. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, rude gifts. Right on. Thanks for calling. My dad thought it would be funny to give me a board one time that was laying in the backyard. It was a little 2x4. He wrapped it up, put it under the Christmas tree.
Why?
I have no idea. He thought it would be funny.
What? Oh, to be funny?
I guess. It was hilarious.
To be funny as a bad gift?
Days. Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's funny if that's what he's going.
Yeah.
I don't think, though, Christmas morning is
I don't think I got any other Christmas presents, though. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's all you got.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Fantastic. I like it even more.
Hey, KLOS, who's this?
This is Richard.
Richard, tell us about your bad Christmas present experience.
Well, it's like a combination because my birthday is in December and Christmas.
Oh, that sucks.
My sister's is the same. My sister got a brand new stereo and a brand new car for her 18th birthday.
Wow.
I got a carton of cigarettes for my birthday and for Christmas.
A carton of cigarettes.
Had you been smoking against his will, your dad's will, or whoever?
Yeah, I've been smoking already,
right.
But yeah, so he smoked too.
That was some sort of statement, I guess, huh?
I mean, look, it's that saves you $100 or whatever it costs.
Oh, this was back in the 80s.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
All right, I got it. So $23. Yeah. Well, it sounds like your dad should have hung out with my dad. That's what it sounds like.
Here's a pack of smokes.
Yeah, pack of smokes, kid, and a board.
Oh, yeah.
Make of that what you will.
You got a board.
Thanks for calling, man. It wasn't even a surfboard. It wasn't anything you could do.
Just
anything
a 2x4.
Just a freaking 2x4.
Love it.
It was laying in the backyard.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Bad Christmas gifts. We're doing really well. Thank you.
Okay. The worst Christmas gift, I had a boyfriend. We've been going out for a couple of years. I was thinking it was super, like, serious and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking maybe I'd get a ring or something. I got a little kid's lamp with a teddy bear on it that I put on my nightstand.
Ugh. That's weak.
How old were you?
I was like 20.
Hmm.
I guess that's cute-ish.
Mm. Did you find it cute-ish?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. Never used it.
No, of course.
Good for you.
Dumped him as well.
That's good.
Yay.
Work. You did the right thing.
Yeah, this is what happens when you give crappy Christmas presents.
Right.
Just keep that in mind, people. Couple from the Foo Fighters on a 2 for Tuesday. I think I said that was going to be like an hour away. I don't have a sense of time. I'm new
at
to
all.
No,
because you said it a half hour ago.
Yeah, exactly. So an hour away or
when Sluggo
minutes.
Says time,
yeah,
just discount it.
I'm new to this planet. I don't really know how you humans calculate your time.
Right. Time Magazine has their Person of the Year out.
Oh yeah,
and it's not me and you, which clearly it should be.
It's the first time in years though it hasn't been one of us.
That's true.
Yeah.
We had a lock on it for like 8 years.
Oh, my God. It was great.
Just going back and forth.
Bean was so upset.
But the Time Person of the Year, this might surprise you, is the person or persons, this is how they describe it.
Right.
The person or persons who most affected the news and our lives for good or ill.
Right.
And embodied what was important about the year.
This is, so that, with the name you're about to give, just makes no sense. It's
at
a complete
all.
Disconnect.
But first, I'm going to go through some of the previous winners.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For example, 1938, just before he started World War II, Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
Times Man of the Year.
Wow.
Followed up in 1939 by Joseph Stalin.
Wait, so, is this a Pravda version? Is
it does
this
from seem
Russia?
Odd.
Yeah.
1949 was Winston Churchill.
Oh, okay. There you go. They're finally figuring it out. Oh, well, I guess that's not good.
Now for the person of the year. A lot of times they don't get a person. They make it a group.
Yep.
So in 1950, it was the American fighting man. I assume there were soldiers on there.
No, it was this dude in a bar, and he had some friends.
He fought everyone.
Yeah, it was cool.
1956 is the Hungarian Freedom Fighters.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Great band name. 1962 is Pope John the 23rd.
I like the 21st better, you know. It's sort of a sequel to a sequel.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, the Pontiff.
23 was just a copy.
Yeah, exactly.
Copy of a copy.
That robe was lame.
63 was Martin Luther King. Nice. 66 was 25 and under. Anyone 25
oh,
and under.
Oh, man, the young generation. Yes. They're taking over.
75 was American women. 79 was the Ayatollah Khomeini.
What?
So great news there.
Wait, so, well, good or bad.
Good or
I
bad.
Guess. Certainly was in the news. That's
it's
for
the
damn
person
sure.
or person who most affected the news in our lives for good or ill and embodied what was important for the year.
I don't know that he embodied what was important for the year. But okay.
92 was Bill Clinton. 2014 was the Ebola fighters.
Okay. All right.
2017 is the Silence Breakers.
I'll allow it.
Because of the Me Too thing.
Yes,
makes
which
sense.
Was good. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
2019 was Greta Thunberg. Last year was Biden and Harris.
Okay. Wow, really?
Yep.
Okay.
And this year is Elon Musk. Now, I understand he's been in the news a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
has a car in space.
And he's sending people to space. That's
and
I
cars.
Mean, I think if the scientists who created the vaccine
thank you.
In 8 hours didn't exist.
Thank you. Or
maybe
Dolly Parton.
Elon Musk.
Dolly Parton for paying to make it happen.
Sure.
You know, like really pushing it to get it out there.
Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe the biggest thing was the vaccine.
Seems like it.
The biggest thing in our lives.
I mean, that was the biggest distraction he created, probably.
Who?
Elon. He's probably the biggest distraction. Like, take your mind off everything.
Well, that could be. Maybe that's
yeah.
why they picked him.
Yeah, they're like, oh, what is it we are looking away to?
Also, the scientist who came up with the vaccine did not host Saturday Night Live. So,
so there's that.
You can take it either way.
It's not really a surprise that Wolfgang Van Halen's album has made a list of the 30 metal and hard rock albums of 2021, the Consequence put out. But this is kind of nice wording, and that is epiphany from Wolfgang Van Halen. There are such as standouts as Don't Back Down in the Distance positively prove that the Van Halen musical torch has been passed.
Yeah, agreed.
I thought that was
that's
a nice way
album.
Of putting it, which
that
he
is a
actually
nice way.
Retweeted. Yeah, that's got to be pretty nice.
That is a nice way.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a woman who sells her farts, shall we?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Let's talk about a woman
yeah.
who sells her farts. Now... This
wind or wind?
She says, mm-hmm. I make 35,000 pounds a week.
Selling gas.
A week. Selling my farts to strangers and they can't get enough. She's a reality TV star. Her name is Stephanie Motto.
Sure, yeah.
And I posted a picture on my Twitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You showed me this picture. Mm-hmm. She's really hot.
Yep.
How is it possible that she just got to be her sister? This can't be the one that's selling farts online.
I mean, she's making 35,000 pounds a week.
This must be her neighbor who's hot, and then she's in the corner going,
I'm going to sell my farts.
Nope. Wow.
She built up a large social media following after she appeared on the show, 90 Day Fiancé.
I love European television. It's insane.
And she has 260,000 Instagram followers, so she farts in a bottle. And then puts a cap on it quick.
Oh, yeah, sure. You got to do it quick.
And then sells it.
All
puts
right.
it in the mail.
How much is a bottle of fart?
How much is a bottle of fart?
How much is that bottle of fart in the window? The one that smells really bad.
It costs
something
$1,400
like
each.
Go straight to hell.
That's how she makes so much money.
No kidding. Wow.
$1,400.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
I know what I want for Christmas from you.
You want my farts?
No, hers.
Oh, hers. Oh, hers.
If you looked as good as her, yes. And you kind of do. You're on your way.
She is explaining how it works and questions that people might have on her TikTok video. Listen to this.
I said, listen to this.
Asked a lot is how long do the farts last? made $45,000 in 1 week selling my jars of farts. And ever since my last TikTok went viral, I've been getting a lot of questions such as, how long do the farts last? Did I really fart 97 times in 2 days? Who buys my farts and why?
I love the music in the background.
Dude, you're such a cheerful.
Nice little cheerful piano.
You expect that Martha Stewart's going to come running in and go, well, let me tell you another better way to bag your farts.
What did she say? Did she say 97 times in a week?
Something like that. It was not that big a deal. I had 97 times driving in. I mean, big deal.
Wow, you got issues.
And what are some of my tips and tricks? So the first question I get asked a lot is, how long do the farts last?
Stop telling me that.
Is most prominent for the first 2 days, but as I like to say, one whiff makes memories that last a lifetime.
Oh, man.
Go right to hell.
That is hilarious.
Go.
What a weird planet we're on.
Right now.
It's getting weirder by the day.
People pay for a jar that comes in the mail.
Yeah, so she said within the first couple days, it's freshest and most aromatic.
She did say that, yes.
But so I'd be hard-pressed to let it go into the atmosphere. You know, I wouldn't want to open it and waste that beautiful bouquet.
So you would keep the bottle closed?
I think I might.
Well,
yeah.
Why would you pick
I could treasure
money?
It when I'm really old. I'm like, I'm ready to smell that fart.
Let me tell you something, grandkids.
Wonderful.
Now, why do people buy my farts?
Great question.
I honestly think it's because
we're living in an insane time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really good personality.
Sure.
And also because I'm hot.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's
it right now. Tips and tricks. Number one.
We don't need
it. Don't eat Fiber One bars. You might think it's the easy way out, but there is nothing easy about it.
Is she, suggesting how we can start?
Yeah, she's
giving
tips.
Dude, what do you think? I'm going to put it in a bag. I don't want to put it in a glass jar, but
I want you to recall the picture that I showed you and ask yourself.
Yeah, but we're radio disc jockeys.
Do we look like her?
Wait, damn it. Out. You know what I mean. Don't push yourself too hard.
Don't push yourself too hard.
Or you might be sending in something else. There may be something else going if you push it too hard.
Don't push yourself too hard.
Oh, my God.
I will marry her. 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. GiveMeTheVin.com and John Clay Wolf Show are
yeah, that happens every up. Saturday morning at 8 o'clock here. 3 hours of weirdness.
Correct. 8 to 11 here on KLOS. They present Cars That Care, Keys to a Better Life. Do you know someone here in Southern California who desperately needs and deserves a reliable car?
This is a place where you'll need one.
If so, we want to hear their story. Go to KLOS.com and nominate them today.
Yeah. Hook someone up. Help them out. Tis the season and all that
stuff.
All that
stuff.
All that noise.
Yesterday, we took calls on the worst Christmas gifts that you've ever gotten, and there were bad ones.
Yeah, there really were.
Just people, like one girl I remember called and said that, or a guy called and said his girlfriend gave him an engagement ring to give her.
Right, at Christmas. Yes, exactly. Yes. And how to go about the proposal.
Here's what you need to do. Here's how you need to do it. And he broke up with her very soon after.
Quite wisely.
There's also a great grandma who gave a 9-year-old a used jockstrap from Goodwill.
Now, I don't see any problem with that. I don't see what the problem is there.
That doesn't seem great.
That seems pretty normal. And then there was, what was the one that called in? She said that her grandma had made her, made the family a bunch of sweaters, mm-hmm. nice little sweaters for Christmas, and hers had a piggy on it because she was a little tubby.
She's a little heavier,
yeah. That's messed up, Grandma.
That really is.
Oh, ha, ha.
So we're going to change it this time.
Yeah.
This time we want the worst Christmas gift you've ever given. You gave the bad Christmas gift. We're asking you to tell on yourself.
Yeah.
855-KLOS.
It'd be interesting if it were like you thought it was going to be good, but it turned out absolute crap.
I assume most people who give bad gifts mean well.
Yeah.
I would assume, right. Unless you hate the person.
Do you have one off the top of your head you can think of?
I don't, but you do.
Yeah. I gave my mom a spatula. I bought a spatula.
For Christmas.
Yeah, I went into Hickory Farms because I assume you like that store. And I'm like, I have 99 cents and I'm 9 years old. What do you got in here?
Years old.
Here's a spatula. I'm like, okay.
And you thought what? Mom likes spatulas?
Yeah, and my dad was laughing, as I recall, and he's like, yeah, get that for her. She'll love it.
Oh, he was with you, encouraging
me,
you.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
They had quite the
Who's
Afraid of Virginia Woolf sort of relationship.
That's pretty great. Yes.
Hey, Martha, the kid got you something.
She'll love it.
Yeah, he spent his whole 99 cents on it.
Didn't buy one of his records.
The worst Christmas gift you've ever given.
Yeah.
Maybe you meant it well, maybe you didn't. 818-955-KLOS.
There's a couple in a row from Dirty Honey on a 2 for Tuesday.
Yesterday we took calls on the strangest gifts you ever got for Christmas. Today we're taking calls on the worst Christmas gift you ever gave. You have one?
I'm going to give it. It's actually, it's going in as a stocking stuffer. It's the big D berry stickers.
What?
He's a large black man that's well endowed,
right?
And so it's it goes on top of the light switch. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And who are you giving it to?
I'm giving it to my girlfriend.
No, I think that's a great gift.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
We're gonna rule in your favor.
Yeah.
And with a coffee cup, it's BDB stickers. Yeah.
Nice.
You know,
yeah, stuff.
Your girlfriend's in for a great Christmas.
That's what I think, right? Yes.
Right. Thank on. You. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, the worst Christmas gift you've ever given.
It was a unicorn tail butt plug.
A unicorn tail butt plug.
So, like, it was as though I'm, well, usually a unicorn, the standard feature is out front on the horn on the head, but this is the flip side, eh?
Yeah, and it was a white elephant gift, and my friend invited me to a party because I'm new in town and I didn't really know anybody. And so once the gift got to the person, it ended up being one of the only two kids that were there.
Oh, no!
How old?
I think he was like 7 or 8. he starts opening the gift, and so there's a parent standing right next to him, and the parent realizes what it is real quick, snatches it out of his hand, and throws it across the room.
That is fantastic.
And I'm sitting here like, oh, great. Like, I'm the new guy.
Welcome to town, buddy. That's awesome.
That's so brilliant. Funny. Imagine being the 7-year-old opening your gift, and your mom grabs it and throws it across the room.
My mom used to do that to all my presents.
That's fantastic.
Oh, look, a new fire engine. Oh, thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS. Worst Christmas gift you ever gave. We are taking your calls about the worst Christmas present you ever gave.
Yes, we are. Yesterday was the one you received. Today, right. You gave the bad gift.
About 3 years ago, I gave 3 of my brothers that still live at home with mom in their 30s a 3-pack of tampons from Costco to get the hell out of the bunch.
You know, only a brother could get away with that.
That's fantastic.
You have to do that sort of thing.
My sister gave him pads.
Nice. That is hilarious. How did it go over?
Oh, I didn't care.
That is the correct attitude, sir.
Agreed.
Well done. That's a good gift. That's not a bad gift.
Yes,
that's
agreed.
KLOS, hello.
The worst gift you ever gave for Christmas.
I gave my to your mouth.
That wasn't a bad... He hung up Christmas present. That was wonderful. I was so happy that day.
I'm glad that you loved it.
Oh, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, are you guys still doing the crappy presents?
Yep. Yes. The worst gift you ever gave.
Okay, so kind of like the other guy, we had a white elephant situation.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer's has these artificial boots. It's like a shape of a ball. It has a nipple on it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was freaking hilarious because it was just a big old size of a, like a head, size of a head.
Right.
And the girl was just completely upset. You know, it was just like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. She switches it out for this other white elephant gift that I gave away. It was also a USB port that was the shape of a cactus. She was just sitting there just with both in her hands. She's like, I don't know which one's worse. And she's just completely just miserable. That was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
That is awesome.
I got to say, I approve. All of these are great gifts. Especially for White Elephant. White Elephant.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring something goofy.
You're just asking for
of course.
Tomfoolery and horseplay and jocularity.
Sure.
Another 90s. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Well, it was Christmas time, and my friend was getting married. It was a shotgun wedding because his fiancée was pregnant. And so I thought it'd be smart to give him a surprise gift. My friend had just had a baby, so I gave him a wrapped up package with a baby diaper with poopy in it. And it was a Christmas party. Everybody was drinking. he was ripping through the presents, and he got to mine, and he started ripping the wrapping open, gets to that, and it just gets all over him.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
That's fantastic.
Well done, sir. That is the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but all of these are great.
Yeah. And how did he react? Was he, did he laugh, or was he really, really pissed? Say pissed.
He was pissed. It wasn't a good thing to do.
Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Worst Christmas present you ever gave. Cough it up.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about the worst Christmas gifts you've ever given. KLOS, hello.
Dave.
Hello?
Tree car fresheners. Hello?
Hi, who are you talking to?
Yeah, who are you telling?
Hi, sorry about that. I was talking to my son.
Okay.
I actually gave a boyfriend that I was dating for a few months car fresheners for his car.
Car fresheners? Did his car smell like ass?
No, I just didn't know what to get him, and I just got him car fresheners.
That's a terrible gift.
Was he impressed by your generosity and thoughtfulness?
I don't know, but I know his parents were.
They were?
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Huh. His parents are whores.
Yeah, I was. It was bad.
Not you. No. I said his parents were whores. Sorry. Thank you for calling.
What's going on around here?
I don't know.
Thanks for calling. In front of her child, no less.
Right? KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Worst Christmas gift you ever gave?
My roommate doesn't contribute, so we gave him paper towels and dish belt for his Christmas gift.
Ha. Good.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that'll teach him. Did he learn a valuable lesson? Is he a better person today?
We're actually going to be doing it this year.
Oh, okay.
All right.
What's his name?
I'd rather not say it.
Come on. What's his... scream it out and go, hey.
What's his phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks,
what's his
Cody.
Bank PIN? Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey, I'm calling about the worst present I ever gave.
Yep. Yeah.
My parents had just split up. I'm about 10 or 11 years old. Mom's upset. I'm living with my mom because my dad hasn't been paying child support. He's been writing bad checks. Go to get my dad a Christmas present. Granted, his birthday's the day after Christmas, so it's kind of a double gift. Go to a joke store and pick out a rubber check. And that's what I gave my dad for Christmas.
All right, I got to say, I sort of love that.
That is not a bad gift. That's very funny.
I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's good.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
Looking back on it, we laugh. At the time I told my dad, my mom thought it was the perfect gift for you.
Listen, it was.
It was. You're, yeah.
The guy's not paying child support. That's the right gift.
Well done, sir. Well played.
All right, guys.
All you deadbeat dads out there, that's what's coming your way this year. That's another one from In Medicine at Midnight, The Fighters Who, No Son of Mine, on a 2 for Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Your top five favorite KLOS bands is what we want to know, and then we want to follow that up with your five favorite songs from those bands.
Wow, that's going to take some thinking.
And we're thinking next week, instead of like doing all the work of, you know, us DJing and stuff, we would have you send in your top favorite songs by your top favorite five bands. Can you think of a couple bands offhand, Kevin?
Foo Fighters.
Fighters Who. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
They have 10 great songs.
Right, but you got to narrow it down to one. That's what's hard.
I'm saying.
You can pick, easily.
Easily you can pick 10.
Right.
I'm going to have to, you're putting me on the spot.
All right, well, go to KLOS.com when you're off the spot.
All right, figure it out.
Yes, you're not spotting anymore.
Then I'll list it.
Yeah, and then we'll be doing that starting Monday. We'll be doing it here with Kevin and Sluggo, and Marcy will be doing it, playing you, your favorite five songs from your five favorite bands. 95.5 KLOS. We are smack dab in the middle of a twofer from Alice in Chains, and I'd like you to make wagers and bets with whoever's with you as to what the next Alice in Chains song is going to be. Going to play it in just a minute.
I like it. Let's encourage gambling.
Yes.
I like it very much.
Please do. Gamble.
I was at the grocery store and yesterday, and I walked out, and I tried to open the trunk of my car, and it wouldn't open, which was odd.
What'd you do to it?
So then I reached up, and I pushed the little button so that it would open, and it didn't open.
It's like, no, go away.
And then I was going to walk around to the driver's side and get in because there's a button inside there that you can open the trunk, and I realized that it wasn't my car. I mean, it was... It was an identical car to mine.
Right, except it was a totally different color.
Mine was an aisle over.
Different year.
No, it was all exactly the same.
Now, you've done that before, right?
I've done that a lot.
Really?
I mean, listen.
I mean, it's not that generic a car, but I mean, you need a car like Jed the Fish's, which is bright orange.
I'm not positive that would help me. I'm not positive. I mean, I did take the wrong car and drove it.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Well, a valet gave it to me.
Oh, well, then.
And I had bought the car the day before, and it looked the same to me. No, it felt awful.
Yeah.
When I realized there were brushes in it, I was like, that bastard took a joyride in my car. Oh, no.
I'm in the wrong car.
And there was also a time when I got in a woman's car in the back, and she started screaming. And I got out immediately.
Why did you get in her car?
Because I thought that was the Uber.
Oh, well, that seems pretty easy to do.
And it turns out it wasn't.
No.
Strange guy getting in her car.
Sure. In New York City, actually, I accidentally got into a van with a bunch of tourists. There was a guy who would drive around. You'd call him and you'd say, I'd like to buy some weed, please. Mm-hmm. And he would show up.
Weed van?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he would show up and you hop in the back of the van and make the little drug deal. Mm-hmm. And off he goes. But I got in the wrong van.
Did they have weed?
Yeah. No, they had a very scared little bunch of people that were like, ah, what? I'm like, why don't you have your doors locked? It's Manhattan. What are you doing?
Yeah, this is on you.
Yeah, totally.
We're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you tried to get in the wrong car or did.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's one. I was the passenger. My wife dropped me off at the local supermarket while she went and did some shopping elsewhere. Having done the shopping, I saw my car pull up in the pickup zone. I opened the hatchback and put 4 bags of groceries in.
Oh, no.
Closed the hatch and got in and looked into the grinning face of a total stranger.
And they didn't stop him at all.
No, hey, the guy started laughing. He was like, your groceries are in my trunk if you don't mind taking those back out.
There's some beer in there.
I think that would be good. But it happens. Listen, it happens to people. Yeah. It happens to some people more than others. But 818-955-KLOS if you tried to or got in the wrong car. 818-955-KLOS.
Grumman, it's the wrong trousers. All right, did you make your guesses as to which Allison Chain song is rolling
in? We're talking about you got in or tried to get in the wrong car. You have a story like that?
I just started to drive. This was the late 80s. Mm-hmm. And I had a Ford Torino, which is a big, ugly, like sort of quasi-muscle car, big engine.
Right.
But funky. And I went to the local grocery store, and I parked my car, and I generally didn't lock my doors. And I went and did my shopping, came out. I got in my car, opened the door, got in, put the key in the ignition, and it wouldn't turn. And I'm turning it, and I'm trying to, like, force it, and I'm getting all angry. And then I notice subtle differences. I look out the passenger window, and there's my car parked next to the car I got into.
Did the car's owner see you?
I doubt it, or if the guy did or she did, probably just laughed. Because, I mean, the person parked right next to an identical car.
So it's that guy's fault.
Right?
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Got in the wrong car, did you?
Oh, I did.
Tell us about it.
Apparently in Orange County, there's a lot of Prius owners. When I moved here 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
went to a Trader Joe's parking lot and got out of the car, head down, apparently looking at my phone, not paying attention. And then after I was done coming out of Trader Joe's, not only did I try it once, but I tried it twice. And then the third time, I tried to get in a car with a pit bull in the back seat.
Oh, no.
And then try number 4. I go, I better look a little bit harder last time. And I just realized I was in a Orange County parking lot full of white Priuses.
So you tried 3 different times to get in the wrong car?
Yep.
You win.
The pit bull's like, what the hell, man? Do you not see me here? Be scared of me. Come on. Right on. Thanks for calling.
You do good work. Hello, KLOS.
I went to a dispensary one time. I went in, I got my stuff, I got a ride from somebody else. I went in, I got my stuff, I came in, jumped in the car and said, come on, let's go. And the guy sitting there looked at me and said, go where? Who the F are you and why are you in my car?
And did you give him a little weed
for
his troubles?
Did you share?
Oh, no.
Oh, you bogarted it.
Oh, you bogarted
it. You scared him and bogarted.
He had got his own.
Oh, all right. Well, that's all right then. 818-955-KLOS. You got in the wrong car. We've been talking to people who got into the wrong car. Is that what happened to you?
Not only that, I ended up beating the guy up in his own car, thinking it was mine.
Oh, that's real nice.
You thought it was yours,
man.
So you beat up the owner.
Get out of my car.
Yeah, well, I had a very specific car. It was a 1990 Buick Riviera maroon, and it had a soft top.
Right.
So it was kind of a hard car, and it was the exact same car. And I came out of the store, And I'm like, somebody's in my car. And I'm like, the car was running. I'm like, oh my God, they hotwired it.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up beside the door and the guy's just sitting there like all calm. I just opened it up, dragged him out and started working him over.
Oh man.
And I look up and like literally a few rows up is my car. And I felt so bad. I just ran away.
You ran to your car, jumped in and got out of there?
Yep.
There's something about running away that makes me laugh every time. Just book it. I love it.
Yeah, I wasn't about to stick around.
Let me throw out a weird theory for you. You actually fell into a different universe and that was you that you beat up.
Wow.
It could have been, you know.
In 10 years, that's going to happen to you.
Yeah, in 10 years, yeah.
You're going to get beat up by you.
Yeah, like, this is very familiar. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I actually went in the wrong house for Thanksgiving.
All right.
Okay, so I walk in. It looks like the same car as is my fiance's brother in the driveway. So I'm okay, I'm in the right spot, and I go inside. I don't recognize anybody, but a couple people turn around and say, someone's here. And then everybody just keeps digging into their food. And then after that, I walk towards the couch in the other room, and maybe everybody I know is over there. And I didn't recognize anybody, so I thought to myself, oh, I better fake the music. And I turn around, and the hostess is right in front of me, and she says, can I help you?
Who are you with? Yeah.
And so I say, I think I'm in the wrong house. And she says, we have lots of pie.
We have lots of pie.
Is that code?
Is a stand, yeah.
Is that some kind of code?
I felt a little awkward, but I went back later and gave her a thank you note for providing such a laugh. To
Look at you. That's very nice. Yeah. That's very nice.
Did she have any more pie?
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, hello.
You got in the wrong car?
No, actually, it happened to me that someone got into my wrong car.
Oh, no. Was it me?
Yeah, or me?
The story is, me and my partner at the time, we were in the back seat making out, doing whatnot.
Yeah.
And, you know, things are happening, and out of nowhere, some guy hopped into my car. And he's like, hey, guys, I'm ready. Here's the stuff. And we just look at him completely surprised. And we're like, dude, you're in the wrong car. He's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. completely just walked out of the car and just left us.
You mean you didn't ask him to join in the fun?
Bow, chicka, bow, no. Bow.
Did you have any pie?
Were you or your guy undressed?
I was. Woo. I was, because we were getting ready to go ahead and get our D done, and some random guy just hopped into the car.
Man, I've gotten in a lot of cars, but never with a naked woman.
Right?
I'm going to the wrong cars.
Our luck. Typical. Awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You got in the wrong car? Rope, one of two on a twofer Tuesday from
one
the
of my
Foo
favorites.
Fighters. Yeah, we were just talking about your favorite Foo Fighters song.
It's hard to pick, but that's one.
That is, really.
Yeah.
Rope. And we're going to do a live song of theirs, one of their songs live here in just a matter of moments. Go ahead and guess what that's going to be. I'll play that for you next.
We are talking about You Got in the Wrong Car. You have a story like that?
Well, happy holidays, gentlemen.
Thank you. You got in the wrong car?
I was drinking at a bar, like, there's a shocker, and walked out to get into my Uber. And with my girlfriend, we got in the car, and the person looks at us like, what the hell are you doing in my car? And I'm like, well, you're Uber, right? And he goes, no. And he goes, well, I'm just going over there. And he goes, well, I'm going over there, too. You want a ride?
Really?
Good.
So I canceled my Uber and got a free ride.
What a nice guy.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's pretty great.
Well, man, why aren't you out here more often?
You follow me around. Follow my girlfriend and I around. Give us free rides. Well,
so you took him out of the car and beat him up?
Thank you guys for making everybody happy.
Wow. That's a lot of credit that we don't deserve, but you're welcome.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
you do.
You do. You make everybody happy in rush hour traffic.
Thank you.
We appreciate you calling. Right. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
So I actually work for AAA Roadside, and we very often get calls for people who are locked out of their car.
Right.
I get a call at a train station. Lady goes, I'm locked out of my minivan. So we go up to it and stuff, and I open it for her, which is not that difficult most of the time.
Right.
She gets in, and she's looking, and she goes, well, I went home and got the spare keys, too, and they don't fit in the ignition either, and these don't fit either. And then she looks and goes, oh, my God, I don't have floor mats in my van. We're in the wrong car.
You got her into the wrong car.
Yeah,
so I said, so I essentially broke into the wrong car. She goes, shut the doors. We tell nobody. 10 cars down was her van, which, of course, both sets of keys she had.
Right. Worked fine. Did you guys do, like, a blood pack? Did you cut your fingers? And
we
you...
tell nobody.
Now we told you.
Yeah. KLOS Rock Station. It is Kevin. It's Sluggo. And it's time for What We Learn.
What do we learn? What do we learn?
The worst Christmas gift you ever gave. A guy called in and for a white elephant party. Gave somebody a unicorn butt plug.
And who was that somebody?
It was
a 7-year-old kid.
It was a 7-year-old kid. Yeah. Maybe that's not great.
Probably not the best.
An attractive girl is making 35, what is it? 3,500
pounds.
Yes, 3,500 pounds a week selling her farts.
This and is true, folks. It's a fact.
She just gets a jar out and she captures it. And she sells it, and she's making a mint.
And she even gives you tips on how to bottle your own gas.
Correct.
Which is very thoughtful.
And if you get in the right car...
It was on this day in rock in 1968 when Iron Butterfly's Inagata DeVito was certified gold. And 2 years later on this date, 1970, John Lennon's Instant Karma certified as gold. It was on this day in rock in 2003 when the cover that Ozzy and Kelly Osbourne did of Black Sabbath's Changes hit number one on the UK singles chart.